Hello, Kate here. It's time to dive into stage two. When you're in stage two of the Game of Life journey, whether consciously or subconsciously, you've been expanding the awareness of your inner power to create a higher outcome. But with the expansion of your awareness comes what some people will call the contraction. It's like being on a roller coaster of ups and downs, the ups being blessings and miraculous experiences. Remember those? All those magical experiences that defied human logic? All those things that happened in the 6 months or so after you were first introduced to Florence's books? Blessings were everywhere. Every time you turned around, there was another blessing right in your face. And then out of nowhere, adversity would blindside you in some way. An unexpected bill would show up, or you'd get laid off, or you'd get sideways with a friend, a coworker, a relative, or spouse. The downs began happening, like hidden rapids around the corner of a river. Experiences of adversity would blindside you. And those experiences, and I say experiences because it seemed like sometimes they came in droves, they would trigger old thought patterns and beliefs that were painful. And you're left standing there, dumbfounded, wondering, what the heck just happened? Well, you're on the Game of Life roller coaster and you don't know how to get off. What's happening here feels like the universe is dumping on you for trying to improve your life. Or testing you to discern if you really mean it. That's what I used to think. I thought I was being tested to find out if I was really serious about improving my life, about having something better than lack and limitation that I'd been living in. Well, that's not really the case. When this adversity is slapping you around, you're not being dumped on and you're not being tested. What's happening here is you're elevating your energy to the light of love. And the light is illuminating the darkness of pain and suffering, those dark thought patterns and beliefs that you've buried in your subconscious. That energy is being illuminated by the light. Memories that aren't of love energy are being revealed. This energy needs to be revealed so you can heal that pain and be free of it. So let's look at the bigger picture here. Chances are a majority of your life has been lived at a level of survival mode. Sometimes it was probably an intense level, and it could have lasted for years. I've been there. I've done that. And since you've been in survival mode for so long, refusing to look at or not knowing how to look at or observe the hidden painful beliefs that you hold about yourself and your life, the only way the universe can get your attention is by putting an experience of adversity in your path. And this experience of adversity is triggering those buried beliefs. Florence calls them subconscious records. And not only do they not serve you, but they aren't even true, like beliefs of not being good enough or worthy or deserving. The simple truth is that no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you are good enough, you are worthy, and you are deserving. It's your birthright to live your fulfilled square of life, whatever that looks like for you. Uncomfortable, painful experiences teach us, condition us, and program us to believe we're not good enough, usually when we're children, too young to know what to do with all that disappointment, that pain, and that suffering. So we stuff it into the subconscious in order to just survive. And now Here we are, years later, reacting irrationally to an experience of adversity, like you've got a paper cut, but your feelings and emotions are so intense, one would think you severed an arm. When these experiences of adversity blindside you, when any experience of adversity happens, you have the power within you to create a higher outcome. You have the power to get off that roller coaster and have it dismantled. Here are five simple action steps to gain control of this up and down lifestyle. Number one, breathe deeply. Again, I know you're breathing, but these experiences of adversity fan the flame of stress, worry, and anxiety. And all those feelings throw you into survival mode, where your body only breathes enough to get by, not even enough to nourish your organs. When you breathe shallowly and hold your breath, you starve your body from the vital oxygen your brain needs to be able to think. Stress and survival mode shrink wrap your energy to your body. And when you breathe deeply, you begin to unwrap that shrink wrapped energy. Number two, ground yourself. When you ground yourself, you anchor your energy and you don't feel scattered anymore. When you breathe deeply and ground, you open the way to connect with your superconscious higher self that does not feel fear. Instead, in the stillness of these moments of breathing and grounding, you bring your heart and mind into harmony, where your field of limitless possibility vibrantly exists. Number three, observe the emotions you're feeling. When you're aware of emotions of anxiety, worry, feeling stressed and overloaded, possibly angry, frustrated, and even desperate, when you're aware of these feelings, you can step back as the observer. And when you observe these emotions, these feelings, they immediately begin to lose their power over you. They immediately don't hurt so much because you're illuminating them with the light of your observation. And darkness cannot exist in the light. Number four, consciously choose, infuse love. From this conscious awareness of this less than love energy that you're feeling, these emotions that hurt, you have the opportunity to infuse them with love sincerely from your heart. Florence teaches us to bless people and situations, and I take that step a bit further to fully infusing them, the people and situations, with love. And again, I'm not talking about how much you love that color blue. I'm talking about using that love that is your essence, broadcasting that love energy out to the people and situations. And when you genuinely infuse someone or something with love sincerely from your heart, two things happen. One, you elevate your own internal energy from less than love fear energy to the higher vibration of love, which changes your state of being. Number two, this love energy opens the way for a higher outcome to become your reality. So number five, forgive. That's right. Through the vibration of the love energy you've immersed yourself in, forgive. Forgive all involved. Forgive the situation and forgive yourself. Through this energetic cleanse of forgiveness, you rewrite those subconscious beliefs, setting you free. The way is now open for you to live your life fully embodying that you're good enough. You're worthy. You're deserving to live your fulfilled square of life. These action steps are simple, I know you may think that breathing deeply and grounding are too simple to really be effective, but they are. This simple action step can be life-changing when you do it every day. And you may not want to infuse someone with love when you're angry with them, but you have to remember, infusing love and forgiving isn't about them. It's about you. Forgiveness is the gift you give to yourself. It's healing, and moving that energy opens the way for you to create and live your fulfilled square of life. But when you either don't know to take these action steps or you don't want to, stage three enters the picture. So be sure to check back tomorrow for the video, stage three of your Game of Life journey. And until then, remember, you hold tremendous power within you. And no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your fulfilled square of life, which is ultimately your version of heaven on earth. It's your birthright.